KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:07, it's 8 degrees above zero after an overnight low of 6. We have clear skies here in Atlantic and looking forward to be sunny to partly sunny and breezy today with a high near 40. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents in Elkhorn. See Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated or call 712-764-6000. A request to expand educational opportunities in the Walnut Community School District by establishing a charter school was rejected during a meeting Monday night of the Walnut School Board. The board voted 4-1 against the proposal after a lengthy period of discussion during their regular meeting. A local group comprised of parents, a school district member, and a community member had asked the school board to consider the proposal for a K-12 charter school as an option for their students. During Monday night's meeting, information was brought up about students having researched and debated the matter. Their conclusions raised concerns, and it was pointed out efforts to establish a charter school in Des Moines had failed. The Walnut School District has experienced a decline in enrollment to the point where there are just over 100 students. The school currently has a sharing agreement with AHST. News time is 7:08.
In today's world, you need to shop around for the best insurance. Just like you shop around for the best car deal or the greatest savings on groceries. When you find that insurance, you want to know you're getting the best coverage for your dollar. That's where your independent agent can be your best friend. Your independent agent can select the best coverage for you personally. No matter what you need, life, health, home, or renter's insurance, your independent agent can recommend the best coverage for you. See one of these independent insurance agents. In Oakland, your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marcia, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. See Gail Stewart at the Adair County Mutual Insurance Association in Greenfield.
A committee has decided to recommend Iowa provide education services for blind and deaf students at existing campuses in Benton and Council Bluffs and 3 new sites in a regional system. The proposal will be forwarded to the Iowa Board of Regents. A board vote isn't expected until February, though. The proposal will cost $3.2 million more than the current spending to serve the deaf and blind students. But School for the Deaf Superintendent Patrick Clancy said the extra cost would be shared by various entities, including local school districts. The regents charged the committee to review the effectiveness and efficiency of the services. The state serves about 500 students who are blind or visually impaired. It also serves about 1,500 students who are deaf or hard of hearing. The Iowa Department of Transportation, in coordination with the Federal Railroad Administration and the Illinois Department of Transportation, has announced the scheduling of in-person public hearings and online self-directed meetings for the Chicago to Omaha Regional Passenger Rail System Planning Study. Public input will be sought on the draft Tier 1 Service Level Environmental Impact Statement, or EIS, including the project's purpose and need and all reasonable alternatives, the affected environment, and the potential impacts of the alternatives considered. A basis for the recommendation of the preferred route alternative will be presented. Earlier this month, Atlantic City Administrator Doug Harris told the City Council the community is still in the running as one of the towns the passenger train might pass through on its way to Omaha from Chicago. Preliminary reports, including environmental documents with exhibits and maps, will be available for review. Each public hearing and online meeting will contain the same presented information, so individuals can attend in person at the hearing or view any comment and make comments on the online meeting. Officials are encouraging all those interested to participate. One of the public hearings will be held Thursday, December 14th at the Council Bluffs Public Library, Conference Room AB. Iowa DOT staff will be available to discuss the project informally between 4 and 5:30 p.m. on that date. A formal presentation will begin at 5:30, followed by a question and answer session that will conclude at around 7 p.m. And as mentioned, as an option, an online self-directed open house public hearing will be available through December 26th on the study's website at www.iowadot.gov/Chicago to Omaha. Information included on the website will be identical to the presentation made at the in-person meetings. Comments on the draft Tier 1 EIS will be accepted through December 26th of 2012. And the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce says nominations for the annual Athena Award are currently being accepted through December the 5th by the Chamber and Denver Motor Company. Chamber of Commerce Executive Director Megan Roberts says the Athena Award is one of the most prestigious awards given at the Chamber's annual dinner. The strongest of our female business leaders are recognized at the event. Atlantic is the only community in Iowa that sponsors the award, thanks to more than 10 years of partnership with Dedder Motor Company of Atlantic. Some past recipients have included LaVon Eblen, Judy Marnin, Leanne Pellett, Denise O'Brien, Margaret Slepsky, Glenda Ferrier, Carol Schuler, Jan Kinnison, Janelle Hansen, Ann Pross, and Wendy Richter. Robert said the sculpture is given to the recipient is a unique custom design, unique to all other chamber awards, and the application process requires a thorough history of the nominee's leadership and business. Nominations can be submitted by contacting the chamber for the nomination form at 712-243-3017 or by email chamber@atlanticiowa.com. News time is 7:12.
The Right Insurance Company makes your life easier. There's more to shopping for insurance than price. Some companies specialize in one type, others in another. That's why your independent agent can select the program for you that best suits your particular needs. That way, you get the best company. Your independent agent can tell you which company gives the best service and rates for your needs. You can rest assured that you're getting the best value by using one of these agents. See Brocker Carnes & Carnes Insurance, your independent insurance agents in Anita, Atlantic, and Council Bluffs. In Avoca, see Gary or Deanna at the Western Iowa Insurance Agency. Your independent insurance agent in Elkhorn is Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated, or call 764-6000.
In our funeral announcements, James Luer, age 80, of Iowa Falls, died Thursday. Services for James Luer will be held today at 10:30 at the St. Mark Catholic Church in Iowa Falls. Searle's Funeral Home in Iowa Falls has the arrangements. Sandra Miller, age 74, of Bennington, Nebraska, died Saturday. Funeral services for Sandra Miller will be held tomorrow at 11 a.m. at the Paul E. Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Evelyn Corey, age 99, of Panora, died Sunday at the Guthrie County Hospital. Funeral services for Evelyn Corey will be on Thursday at 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Panora. Twig Funeral Home in Panora has arrangements. Donald Graybill, age 78, of Milford, died Saturday. Memorial services for Donald Graybill will be held Thursday at 11 a.m. at the First Lutheran Church in Milford. Paul E. Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Dwayne Darnold, age 80, of Atlantic and formerly of Villisca, died November the 4th. Funeral services for Dwayne Darnold will be held Friday at 10:30 at the Wolf Funeral Home in Villisca. Catherine Goebbels, age 90, of Harlan, died Friday. A massive Christian burial service for Catherine Goebbels will be this coming Friday at 11 a.m. at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Paul E. Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. LaVon Barta, age 67, of Harlan, died Friday. A private interment for LaVon Barta will be held at a later date at the Graceland Cemetery in Avoca. Paul E. Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. And Michael Bethel, age 65, of Atlantic, died Wednesday in Omaha. Memorial services for Mike Bethel and a burial of cremated remains in the Iowa Veterans Cemetery in Van Meter. Both will be held at a later date. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has the arrangements. That is a check of our news and funeral announcements, brought to you by your independent insurance agents, Brocker, Carnes & Carnes, with offices in Atlantic, Anita, and Council Bluffs. In Avoca, see Gary or Deanna at the Western Iowa Insurance Agency. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.